and it was built like this.
A fence?
No, you would be...
I'd call it a hay... Oh, well, let me see that.
This would be your quilting horse.
Yeah, you've got pictures here.
And then if it was built like this, you put a log in here and then saw.
I'd call this... This is a fence. That's what I was telling you about a while ago. I was trying to get to this. These rails, you lay like this. In, cross it. Mm-hmm. And then when you get it up high as you want it to go, you'd put this there, and this here would be the rider or the fence. Your mm-hmm. fence would be from this down. Mm-hmm. And you'd have one rail up here, that's the top, and that'd hold the other part of it together, keep those from rolling off, you see. Instead of nailing them, these cross pieces would hold them.
I see. Now, suppose you had just two of those, and you want to use it to cut firewood. What would you, put wood in it to cut it up, what would you call that?
Two of these?
Yes, if you just had two and you used it to put the log in, so you put the log in down like this, and then you cut the log up from firewood.
Oh, a back stick, a big one?
Would you use a saw, would you call it a saw?
Oh, bucket? Yeah, or you mean the thing you cut it with?
Yes.
Cross-cut saw.
And then what would you hold the log in, or so you could saw it.
Rack.
That's a rack.
Oh, this is what that is.
I see.
That's a rack. That's a wood rack.
I see.
Wood rack. Oh, we had them all the time.
Uh-huh.
I see.
Okay.
That's a rack.
Not a very good drawing.
Huh?
See, that's not a good drawing I've got there.
Yes. I mean, my brother had one of them. Yeah, you get out there and get that old saw. That's a rag.
I see.
Uh-huh. Other thing we talking about those fences. Uh-huh. Wood rack.
Wood rack. And what would you use to sharpen your razor? Your straight razor. What would you use to sharpen?
Straw.
It's a straw. And how about
rock, razor rock, straw?
Something bigger than...
A big thing?
Yes.
For a grinding stone, grinding rock.
Mm-hmm.
But we wouldn't put... I wouldn't put razors on it. I'd put axes and probes
axes
and things like that on a grinding rock.
And suppose you... what did you use to cut the oats there? Cradle?
Swede.
And how would you sharpen those blades?
Or grinding rock or file.
Would you have a little rock like...
Emerald rock. I got one there up there for sharpening more machine blades, mowers. Emerald rock made diamond shape, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Fit on your mower machine wheel. And a lever to it, you just turn it, you know, to the cog, make speeds it up and sharpen the blade.
Mm-hmm. Suppose you had a long blade or a knife, big knife,
uh-huh.
and you'd use a rock like this. What would you call that rock?
I'd call it a wet rock.
Is that a wet rock? Uh-huh. Okay, and did you ever have a... small thing about the smaller than that table with wheels on and handles, with one wheel and handles.
Wheelbarrow.
That you use for bricks and things.
That's one wheel, two handles.
Mm-hmm.
I got a brand new one last year.
And what do you put in guns? You put shells? What do you put in guns to fire? You put shells or in a revolver you put...
cottages.
Uh-huh. And you mentioned taking grain to the gin. What would you say you'd say, I think I'll take a certain amount of grain into the gin?
Meal?
To the mill, I mean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.